Well, all right. So the little book in our Bible, six chapters in the New Testament, entitled To the Ephesians, and that's what we're going to be studying.
今天呢我们在圣经里学到这一本小小的书有六章，就是今天我们所要学的，就是写给以弗所人的以弗所书。
The city of Ephesus was a significant city in the area of Greece in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，那个以弗所这个城市呢，在主耶稣基督的那个时代，在希腊里面是一个很重要的一个城市。
And I was actually in error in that. It wasn't in Greece. It was in what today we would call Turkey. It was in Asia Minor.
所以呢，其实呢，海尔德去过那个地方。今天呢，这个城市呢，它不是在希腊，而是在我们称之为那个土耳其的，就是相当于那个中亚的那个地方。
There was a solid Christian group there. Paul had been there for some time. Apollos, the missionary, had been there for some time. They had a good foundation, and Paul wrote this letter to encourage them.
在那个里面呢，以弗所是呢有很多那个坚定的基督徒。那个使徒保罗曾经到那里做过宣教，然后呢，现在呢，使徒保罗把这本书信写给他们，是为了鼓励当地的那些坚定的基督徒们。
If we were to rank the New Testament churches, the New Testament assemblies, we would probably say that the church at Ephesus was a pretty good church.
所以呢，我们如果今天呢，把那个新约时代的教会分一个等级的话，我们会说呢，以弗所教会是一个很好的、很靠上的教会。
And so much of what the epistle is about is to encourage Christians to live greater service for the Lord, to follow with a greater zeal.
所以呢，这个呢，信息的主要的信息的方面呢，是就是要鼓励当时的基督徒们呢，就是说去那个服侍，带着极大的热情去服侍主。
So we're just going to start now one verse at a time to see if we can understand what Paul is saying to them and therefore what God is saying to us.
所以今天呢，我们要一节一节的去读这本书，我们要看看当时呢，使徒保罗对当时的以弗所人说的是什么样的话，也是神要对我们所讲的话。
So verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ,By the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
所以第一节经文说，奉神旨意做基督做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Paul, the author, was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ.He was the great missionary to much of the then known world, to the northwest of Jerusalem in the area of the Mediterranean Sea. That was his great mission field.
所以使徒保罗呢，他是主耶稣基督的使徒，然后在那个时候呢，他在西北部，就是耶路撒冷的西北部一直到地中海这个区域呢，都是他当时做宣教的一些地区。
And then he's writing to them, he's calling them the saints at Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus.
现在呢，他写信给他们，他写信那个在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
These he's writing to were all Christians, and because they were Christians, they were saints.
所以他写信的对象呢，全都是基督徒，所以呢，因为他们是基督徒，所以他们都是圣徒。
Some people would teach that the way to become a saint.Is that you live a godly life, you live for a long time, you do something outstanding, and you will be deserved to be called a saint.
有些人呢这样去教导，他们说呢，如果有个人称之为圣徒的话呢，那么说呢，你必须在主里，你跟随主很长时间，然后你做出了很多杰出的事情，这样呢，你才有资格被称之为圣徒。
But the teaching of the New Testament is not like that. The New Testament teaching simply says everyone who has been born again, everyone who has received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior is in God's sight a saint.
所以呢圣经新约里却不是这样教导的。圣经新约的教导说呢，每一个重生了的，真正重生了的基督徒，他们信了主为他的救主，然后呢这些所有的每一个基督徒在神眼里都是圣徒。
We become saints when we become Christians.
当我们成为基督徒的那一刻，我们就成为圣徒了。
That, of course, is very, very encouraging. When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you become part of His family. And you are treated as a saint because you're part of His family.
因为这对我们来说是极大的鼓励，因为当你成为基督徒以后，你接受了主耶稣基督以后，你成了他家里的一员，因为你是主家里的一员，所以就是圣徒。
And these are also described as the faithful in Christ Jesus. That means that they had believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and they were seeking to follow him.
所以这里呢，他们并称之为在耶稣基督里有忠心的人。这个呢，就是说他们一直信了主以后呢，他们忠心的跟随着主耶稣。
And then he says in verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节说，愿恩典平，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
That prayer for grace and peace is a common prayer for most of the letters to the churches in the New Testament.
所以这个祷告就是说呢，愿恩惠平安呢，是在新约里面大多数里面的书信里面提到的祷告词。
It is thrilling that God's plan for His people is that He give them both grace and peace.
这是令我们很激动的，因为神呢应许了给他的子民们那个恩惠和平安。
The grace of God is basically an enormous topic and an enormous treasure house.
所以呢那个神的恩惠呢其实上是一个无限的主题和无尽的宝藏。
If you want to encourage yourself, just get a concordance and study all the references to the word grace in the New Testament, and you will say, wow, that is wonderful. God has been very good to me.
因为如果你想鼓励一下自己呢，那么你就会找一本那种字典，然后呢把那个在新约里的所有的恩惠这个词你自己去查一下，去研究一下，当你发现了以后呢，你说啊，这个神真的是对我太好了。
So it's wonderful that God has made His grace available to us, and the second is peace.And peace comes because of grace.
所以呢，这个是极其神奇的，因为神呢，他把他的恩惠呢赐给我们，就是说，你有了恩惠，跟随而来的就是平安。
If God were not toward us full of grace, we could not be full of peace.
所以神呢，如果不把恩惠呢完全赐给我们，我们也不可能有完全的平安。
But the peace that we have and the grace that we have comes from God our Father.
但是我们所有的恩惠和我们所有的平安呢，都是从我们的父那里来的。
And we can understand the benefit of grace and peace when we think of a little child who is fearful and then his father comes along and he rests because he knows his father will take care of him.
所以呢，我们可以理解一点点关于恩惠和平安的好处。因为当一个小男孩开始慌张的时候呢，如果他的父亲来了，他就会得到平安，因为他知道他的父亲会照顾好他的。
It's the picture of the little child. God says he calls himself, he's God, our Father. And we rejoice in that.
所以呢我们都是一些小孩子，所以呢神呢称之为我们的神和父，我们在这里呢有极大的喜乐。
And the other source of grace and peace is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
另一个呢恩惠和平安的来源呢是我们的主耶稣基督他自己。
And remember the great benefit of that. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross because it's true.Jesus loves me.
所以呢要大家要记住记住这个极大的伟大的益处，因为当主耶稣基督他为我们上了十字架为我们而死的时候，我们知道主耶稣基督爱我。
And the apostle elsewhere argues the simple logic. He says, if Jesus died on a cross for me, how much moreWill he give me everything else I need that won't cost him anymore?
所以呢，如果呢，使徒保罗他在讲过，如果主耶稣基督他愿意呢为我们去死，那么他有多么多的、多么多的其他的好处，他能不给我们呢
？So if all we had in the book of Ephesians were those two verses, we would probably feel pretty good.
如果我们全部都有的呢，就是以弗所书里面的这两节经文呢，那么我们会都会感觉非常好。
And then comes verse 3, which in many respects is one of the most amazing verses in the Bible.
然后呢，接下来是第三节，从某种方面来说呢，这是圣经里的最伟大的一节经文。
It says, blessed.Is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
第三节说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So the question is, has God blessed you?
所以呢问题是神赐福给你了吗
?And the answer is, if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the answer is yes, He has blessed you.
所以答案是是的，如果你信了主耶稣基督为你的救主，那么呢神他赐福给你了。
The question of course is,How much has he blessed you?
所以问题是他有赐给你多少的福气呢?
And what kind of blessings has he given you?
什么样的福气他赐给你了呢?
The answer is he has given us spiritual blessings.
答案是他赐给我们属灵的福气。
And these spiritual blessings are in the heavenly realm.
这个呢，属灵的福气呢，是在天上的王国里。
And they are also in Christ. Hard to understand that, but they're great blessings, and they are blessings of a spiritual nature in the heavenly realm and in Jesus Christ.
所以呢这个呢同样呢这样的福气也是在主耶稣基督里面，所以对我们来说可能有一点难以理解，因为这样的神赐给我们属灵的福气呢是在那个天上的属灵的那个王国里，同样呢也在我们的主耶稣基督里面。
Now we tend to have a little trouble understanding that because we happen to live in aphysical body rather than a spiritual body.
所以呢我们呢就是很难理解这个呢，是因为我们是生活在一个属肉的身体里，属肉身的身体里，而不是在一个属灵的身体里。
And we tend to think of our blessings in the context of the physical rather than of the spiritual.
所以呢，我们都是希望呢，就这样的福气呢，是宁愿是那个身体上的，而不是灵里面的。
So what is more important, the physical or the spiritual?
那么呢，哪一个更重要呢？那属身体的呢，还是属灵的呢？
As a matter of fact, why do you have a physical body?
所以事实上呢，为什么你需要一个身体呢？
You have a physical body in order that you can make some contact with the spiritual. If you didn't have the physical, you wouldn't be able to reach out to the spiritual.
所以你有一个肉身呢，就是这样的，你有可能呢，就是有某种方式去接触到灵。如果你没有一个属肉的身体呢，那么说呢，你也没有机会去接触灵。
So there is a sense in which your physical body, my physical body, are just the packaging or the wrapping paper around the valuable, truly valuable spiritual entity that we have.
所以从某种意义上来说呢，你的身体，我的身体呢，其实上就是一个包装盒子，或者说一个包装纸。然后呢，这里面呢，其实包藏着更有价值的东西。
So when you get a gift, which is more important, the context in the box, the content rather in the box, or the wrapping paper around the box and the box itself, which is more important?
当你收到一份礼物的时候，那哪一个更重要呢？是那个包装盒子，或者说外面包装纸，所有包装的里面的东西重要呢？还是你收到的那个包装盒子，还是包装纸重要呢？
And frankly, if all you got was a beautiful box with a nice bow on it, you'd be very disappointed.
所以呢，如果你得到的只是一个非常漂亮的一个盒子，里面呢却什么都没有，你会感到很失望。
Now this is just a poor explanation of the fact that God has blessed us with spiritual blessings.
所以这是一个呢很不能说明问题的一个例子，来跟大家讲明，就是神给我们赐给的各样的属灵的福气。
And spiritual blessings are bigger and better and more profound than physical blessings.
所以呢，那个属灵的福气呢，比那个属肉身的福气呢，更深刻、更重要、更有价值。
You can understand that maybe by looking at the lifespan.
所以呢，你可以去理解一下，你那个呢，就是来看一下你的那个生活中的一些东西。
How long is your physical body going to live?
所以呢，你的这个身体能够活多久呢？
I've had two or three friends in the last recent years who lived to be 103.
所以呢，我有几个朋友呢，在过去的几年呢，他们活到了103岁。
There was another friend who actually lived to be 106.
另外一个朋友呢，实际上他活到了106岁。
Most of us don't live that long.
大多数人活不了那么久。
How long is eternity?
那么永恒是多长呢？
How long will your spirit live?
你的灵可以活多久了？
Which is more important?
所以这个是更重要的。
My friend told me today he got a bad pain in his stomach.
所以我的朋友今天告诉我，他的那个胃很痛。
My friend is not going to go to heaven yet because he has not received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
那个朋友呢，他现在呢还去不了天堂，因为他还没有接受主耶稣基督为他的救主。
What's his biggest problem?
他最大的问题是哪一个？
A sore stomach or a life that is going to miss out on all the spiritual blessings in eternity.
是他的胃痛重要呢，还是他的生命将会失去所有的在永恒里的属灵的福气，哪一样重要？
Now, these spiritual blessings we read about in verse 3 are in heavenly places.
所以呢, 这些属灵的福气, 我们在第三经里读到呢, 它是在天上的地方。
Okay, so how big is heaven?
天堂有多大?
How good is heaven?
天堂有多好?
The earth is very, very small compared to the universe.
所以呢,这个里面讲的呢,就是说,你这个非常小的,跟宇宙来比较的话,
And frankly, there's a lot of bad things around here in the world, but heaven is a place where there is no sin at all, no problems at all.
我们在这里呢,就是说那有很多很多不好的糟糕的事情, 那么说在天堂里呢,完全没有罪, 一切都是美好的。
Which is more important?
哪一个更重要?
But the question was, how many spiritual blessings do you get?
现在的问题是呢,你能够得到多少属灵的福气呢?
And as we go through the book of Ephesians, Paul will outline several spiritual blessings for us, but the question is, how many spiritual blessings do you get?
因为在我们学习以弗所书的时候呢,使徒保罗他会指出好几种属灵的福气。现在问题是呢,你能够得到多少属灵的福气呢?
So, take a look at the verse, and you tell me, how many spiritual blessings do you get?
所以呢,我们来读一下,读一下这经文,你来告诉我,你能够得到多少种属灵的福气。
Somebody speak up, please. How many spiritual blessings do you get? You can speak in either English or Chinese, but speak up, please. How many spiritual blessings do you get?
所以呢,你们大家呢,有人可以自愿告诉他吗?就是不管你可以用英文讲,你可以用中文讲,就是你可以回答Harold的这个问题,你能够得到多少种属灵的福气呢?
'm going to ask you again. You can all either read English or Chinese. I want you to tell me how many spiritual blessings you get.
我再要问大家一遍,你们就把第三节读一遍。读完第三节,你告诉他你能够得到多少属灵的福气。
Okay, if you were my class in school, I would tell you, you're not going out for recess until you answer my question.
所以呢,如果你是在我的班上上课,所以我会说呢,你在你回答我的问题之前,你不会让你走去休息。
Somebody speak up.
有没有人说?
Heaven.
What's it say?
Heaven.
Heaven. That's what you heaven. Get. How many?
Lots
of them. Yes, that's right. But how many? What's it say?
经文是怎么说的? 有多少?
Gabby, do you have the answer?
Gabby, 有没有答案?
I don't have English. 我觉得属灵的福气最大的就是成为神的儿女吧，能够有这个圣洁了，不再有罪了。觉得这个是在因信称义，这个是最大的，能够成为神的儿女。
Yeah. She said the biggest of the blessing is that we become the sons and the daughters of the God.
That's right, that's true. My question is, how many blessings do you get?
因为你的答案是对的,他的问题是你能够得到多少种福气,多少数量。各样的,那不计其数。各种,各种各样。Every spiritual blessing.
Aha! Uh-huh. Cavi gets the prize.
所以那个Cavi 得到了这个奖项。
We get every spiritual blessing.
我们得到的是一切属灵的福分。
If you get every spiritual blessing, how many spiritual blessings do you not get?
如果你得到了一切属灵的福气，那么你会有多少个属灵的福气你得不到呢？
没有。
没有。
Nothing.
Okay, you get them all.
Yeah.
Yay.
你全部都得到了，不失去一样。
Now, who gives the spiritual blessings?
谁赐给你属灵的福气呢？
Father, Heaven Father.
Father, that's right. Now, what can God do?
也是我们天上的父，那么神可以做什么呢？
He can do anything, can't he?
神可以做一切。
The big God, he can do anything.
他是一个伟大的神，他可以做一切的事情。
So if he has given me every spiritual blessing, and he can do anything, then how many spiritual blessings could he have given me if he did everything? How many more could he give me?
所以呢，这个呢，如果神他能赐给你一切的福气，然后呢，神呢，他也可以做一切的事情，那么说呢，他会有多少的福气留着不给你们呢？
没有。
Can you give me any more?
钱不给。
他会再给你多的吗？
He couldn't give me any more, could he?
他不能再多给你呢，是不是？他已经全给你。
If he has given me every spiritual blessing, and he could give me any spiritual blessing, he could make more if he could. He cannot make more. He's already given me everything he can make.
那个神呢？因为他已经赐给了我一切的福气。那么说呢，他就没有再多的给我了。如果他当然他可以再造一些造多的福气给你，给我。但是呢，神呢，他已经把所有的一切呢都赐给我了，所以他也不会造再更多的福气，一切的一切都给你了。
So read the verse again and tell me when he's going to give me those spiritual blessings.
所以呢，你把这一节经文再读一遍，你来看看他什么时候会赐给我这样一切的福气呢？
When is he going to give me those spiritual blessings?
他什么时候会给我这些属灵的福气呢？
Mm-hmm. 相信他就有创世以先就给我们了。
Yeah. So, she said, God gives us all the every spiritual blessings before he created the world.
Yes, the verse says he has given us every spiritual blessing. It's not going to be the future. He did it in the past.
那这句经文说呢，他已经赐给了我们各样属灵的福气，所以呢，他是已经赐给我们的是过去时，他不是说在将来再会赐给我们。
So when you were born, God gave you two eyes, and he gave you two ears, and he gave you a pretty nose, and he gave you a healthy body.And you got that when you were born.
所以当你出生的时候呢，神呢给了你两颗眼睛，给了你两个耳朵，给了你一个漂亮的鼻子，给了你一个健康的身体，这些都是他你出生的时候神就给你了。
Now when you get born again, what does he give you?
那你重生的时候神赐给你什么呢？
Two eyes, two ears.
两个眼睛，两个耳朵。
Now, when you get born again, he gives you every spiritual blessing.
所以呢， 不是那样的。当你重生的时候呢，神赐给你一切属灵的福气。
So where are they?
他们在哪里的那些福气？
Have you discovered them?
你找出来一些没有？
Do you count them?
你有没有去数一下你的福气？
Do you enjoy them every day?
你在每天都在很享受吗？他们都在那里，所以是您的福气。
Here's the question. How much does Jesus love you?
这里是一个问题，主耶稣基督他有多爱你呢？
Answer, he can't love you anymore. He loves you as much as he could love you. It can't be greater.
所以呢，答案是呢，他不可能再多爱你一点了。因为他把所有的爱都给了你，他的爱是极其伟大的，不可能再多爱你一点的，全部都给你。
So what do you do?
那么你怎么办？
You say number one, thank you, Lord Jesus.
第一个呢，你要说谢谢主耶稣基督。
And then you say, would you please help me? Because I want to understand these gifts better.
然后你说呢，主啊，求您呢帮助我，因为我要更好的去理解这些福气。
When I was a little boy, my mother gave me a model airplane.
所以当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我妈妈呢给了我一个模型飞机。
It was a beautiful plane.
是一个很漂亮的一个飞机。
But in order to make it fly, I had to put it together.
所以呢，如果要让这个小模型飞机飞的话呢，我必须把它安装起来。
And I was too lazy, and I never did put it together, and that beautiful plane never did fly.
所以呢，因为我太懒了，我从来没有把它装起来过，所以那个漂亮的飞机呢，也从来没有飞过。
Now God has given youEvery spiritual blessing, what he wants you to do is take it and live it and fly it and be blessed abundantly by it. Don't let those blessings sit in a box.
因为神呢，他赐给你的所有的属灵的福气，他要你呢把它拼装起来，然后去飞，然后再得到那个所有的属灵的福气的对你给你的祝福。不要把这些东西呢留在那个包装盒子里不拿出来。
So what do we know about the Ephesian Christians?
所以我们对以弗所的那些基督徒了解多少呢？
They were good Christians.
他们是好基督徒。
But they hadn't benefited yet from every spiritual blessing. They were immature Christians. They were young Christians. And they needed to grow into the appreciation of their great spiritual blessing.
所以呢，他们还没体会到这些一切的属灵的福气。因为呢，他们是一些年轻的基督徒，他们还是一群不成熟的基督徒，所以呢，他们要去体会这所有的神赐给他们的福气。
It's something like the royal family, isn't it?
跟那个皇家成员有点类似，是不是？
A baby born into the royal family doesn't realize that he's got all these blessings of royalty.
所以呢，如果一个皇家出生的一个婴儿，他还没有得到那个皇家所有的那些特权。
As he grows older, he realizes he's got more and more and more.
当他开始呢长大的时候呢，他意识到他会得到更多更多的皇权。
But some in the family appreciate it, and others in the family say, I don't care. I'm not interested in that stuff.
所以呢，在有些皇家成员呢，他们非常感恩，非常感激这个。但是有些皇家成员说呢，我不喜欢那些东西，跟我没关系。
Alright, so here we are, the beginning of this book, and God has promised us that He will help us enjoy all these spiritual blessings, and you and I say, yes, Lord, that's what I want. Teach me how I can get them.
所以呢，这里呢，神是说呢，我要去教导你们得到这所有的属灵的各样的福气。你我都会说呢，是的，主，求您呢帮助我，教导我，让我得到那些所有的福气。
So what do we know about these great spiritual blessings? Verse number four.
所以这些关于这些各样属灵的福气，我们知道多少了？第四节。
It says, according as he hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
第四节说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
When did God put the package together that we would get? When did he think of all these spiritual blessings he could give us?
所以呢，神在什么时候把这些要赐给我们所有的属灵的福气打包准备给我们呢？他是什么时候把它包装在那个盒子里的呢？
And as Cindy has reminded us, all this happened before the foundation of the world. Before there was a world, God's plan was to give us all these spiritual blessings.
所以 Cindy 呢，刚才呢也提到了，就是说呢，神是在这个创世以前就把所有的这些各样的属灵的福气呢，都已经准备好给我们了。
Now, what are some of the spiritual blessings?
所以呢，这些属灵的福气是什么呢？
Number one, that we should be holy.
所以第一呢，我们必须圣洁。
Okay, we can't list them all, but one is God's blessing for us is that we can be holy.
所以呢，我们不可能把所有都数出来，那么神赐福给我们呢，所以呢，我们才能成为圣洁。
The word holy doesn't mean absolutely perfect. We won't get to be like that till we get to heaven. Then we will be perfect. But right now, we are to be separated from sin and separated to God.
所以呢，这个圣洁呢，并不是证明我们是完美的。所以呢，当我们到了天堂以后呢，我们才会变得完美。现在我们要圣洁呢，是我们要与罪分离，然后呢，来到神这里。
So is it important that we live a holy life? Yes. Why? Because we can. It's one of the first of those heavenly blessings. We can be holy. That's what he created us for. He'll help us. We should say, by God's grace, I want to lead a holy life.
所以呢，我们能不能够成为圣洁呢？我们成为过一个圣洁的生活是重要的吗？是的。为什么呢？因为我们可以成为圣洁。那么呢，神呢，他会能够帮助我们去成为圣洁。所以呢，如果我们信主，他会帮助我们过一个圣洁的人生。
And the next line is that we should be without blame or without blemish.
下一句呢，说是呢，我们是无有瑕疵，或者是无可指摘。
You know, it's possible for us to do some things that are not right, that they are not holy, and they leave a blemish on us.
所以呢，你知道吗？对我们来说是有可能，我们去过一个不圣洁的人生，这样呢，我们去做一些我们不该做的事，做一些错事。这样呢，就让我们变得有瑕疵了。
Sometimes people do things that are foolish. I had a friend, and when he was younger, he used to get drunk on Saturday nights.
所以呢，我对我们来说是有可能去做一些愚蠢的事情。当我还年轻的时候，那我有一个朋友，他通常呢会在星期六的晚上喝醉。
He said he should have come to a Bible study like this, but instead of that, he went down and he got drunk.
他本来是应该来参加一个类似这样的圣经学习，但是呢，他却去喝醉了。
And then, when he was drunk, he would often hit somebody.
所以呢，当他喝醉以后呢，他通常会打人。
And when he did that, sometimes he would break a bone in his fist because he'd hit him so hard.
所以当他打人的时候呢，有时候呢，他的这个手上的骨头呢，这个会打裂，因为他打得太重。
And so often he would have in his hand what he called a Saturday night fracture.
所以呢，有时候呢，他会把他的手称之为星期六晚上的骨裂。
Now by the grace of God, he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, and he doesn't have any Saturday night fracture anymore.
所以呢，感谢主呢，他呢信了主耶稣基督为他的个人救主，然后呢，他就不再有星期六晚上他的那个手的骨折。
So he wants you to be holy in your life so that you won't have blemish in your body and in your spirit.
所以呢，他要你呢，能够成为圣洁，这样呢，你就不会在你的灵里和身体里呢有瑕疵。
All right, so the question then is, this is wonderful, but how do you get it? How does it all work?
所以呢，现在问题是呢，这个太美了，但是呢，你怎么去得到它呢？那这个有什么方式可以得到呢？
And so we begin to understand in verse 5.
然后呢，我们开始可以理解第五节了。
It says, having predestinated us,unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
这个呢，第五节、第六节说呢，又因爱我们，就按照自己意志所喜悦的预定我们及这耶稣基督的儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这个恩典是他在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
Alright, so what is God's plan for us? Something he predestined us, he had it planned long in the past that he was going to do something. What is it that he planned to do?
所以呢，这里呢，神的计划是什么呢？神是在很久以前他就已经计划好了，计划好了要给在我们身上所做的。那么神的计划是准备去做什么呢？
He said, I am going to do this by adopting them into my family.
所以呢，神说呢，我准备这么做呢，就是呢去把他们收养进我的家里来。
Now he could have done it a different way, I guess. He might have said, what I will do is I'll put all these blessings in a box and I'll send it to them via UPS and they can get it on their front doorstep next week.
所以呢，神呢，他也可以用其他的方式去做。他呢认为呢，神呢有可能他就把这所有的神的事情呢都包进一个包装盒子里，然后呢，让 UPS 给寄出去，然后呢，下个星期呢，他们在他们门口呢就能得到这个盒子。
God says, no, 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 I got a far better plan than that. I'm going to adopt them into my family so that I can be their father.And Jesus can be their savior, and each of them can be sisters and brothers in my great family.
神说不不不，我不这样做，我有一个更好的计划，我把这些所有的信徒呢都收进来到我的家里来，收养他们成了我家里的成员，然后我可以成为他们的父。主耶稣基督可以成为他们的救主，然后他们之间互相可以成为兄弟姊妹。
And you and I say, I get to be in your family?
你我说我会去您的家里吗？
It's absolutely overwhelming.
这个呢对我来说是压倒性的。
Why would God want me in his family?
神为什么要我成为他的家庭成员？
Now I'll be honest with you. I think that if Prince Charles, King Charles, had sent me an invitation to go to his coronation, I think I would have said, yes, I'll come.
所以呢，我要坦率的跟大家讲，就是说以前的那个老王子查尔斯，现在是国王查尔斯。如果他邀请我去参加他的加冕典礼，我会说，哎，我很高兴去。
As a matter of fact, if I said I won't come, and I told you, you would all say, Harold, you're crazy. Why didn't you go to the coronation?
因为你跟如果我真的想去，如果我真的可以去，我告诉你说，哎，我会去参加。那你又说 ，Harold， 你疯了吗？你为什么要去参加他的加冕典礼呢
？But this is God's invitation to you and me.
但这是神，圣经是神对你我的邀请函。
And he said, I choose to adopt you into my family so that when I get you in my family, I can give you every spiritual blessing that even God couldn't give me more.
所以呢，神，这是神说的，他说我要邀请你来成为我的家庭成员，这样呢，我可以赐给你一切属灵的福气。甚至神都没有更多的福气再赐给你了。
So what did I do?
那么我会怎么办？
When I realized that, I said, yes, Lord, that's what I want. I'm going to accept you as my father. I'm going to receive Jesus as my savior. I'm going to do it now. I want to be in your family.
那你我都会说那事的、我们要接受、您为我们的父，要接受主耶稣基督为我们的救主，我们要成为您的家庭成员。
Now the question is, why did he send me the invitation?
所以现在问题是为什么他要、送给我们这个邀请函呢？
And the verse says, he did itAccording to the good pleasure of his will.
所以呢，他这里第五节说呢，他这么做是就按照自己旨意所喜悦的。
He did it because if he does it, it will make him happy.
所以他这么做，就是说如果他这么去做呢，会让他自己高兴。
If he did it, would it make me happy?
所以如果他真这么做也会让我高兴。
And the answer is yes, that's easy, of course it'd make me happy.
答案是是的，他当然呢，他这么做当然会让我高兴。
But he didn't do it in order to make me happy. He did it in order to make him happy.
所以呢，神这么做的目的呢，并不是为了让我高兴。他这么做是为了让他自己喜悦。
Can you get a hold of that?
你能想象这些吗？
Why is Jesus the happy God?
为什么主耶稣是一个高兴的神呢？
Because you are in his family, that's why he's happy.
因为你们在他的家里，所以呢，这是为什么他会高兴。
You say, is it possible that he could love me that much?
因为这可能吗？他会爱我爱到如此程度吗？
Is it possible that he could look down and see me and say, there's Harold. He's making me happy today.
所以这个呢是可能的吗？他今天从天上往下看，看到了我说，这个是 Harold， 他今天让我喜悦了。
Those of you who are mothers and fathers, you understand that.
你们那些是父母的人都会理解这一点。
You look at your little children and they make you happy.
你们呢，看看你们的那些孩子们，他们就会让你高兴。
Queen Elizabeth was queen for a long time.
伊丽莎白女皇，她做了很久的女王。
She had anything that money could buy to make her happy.
所以呢，她有任所有的那个如果钱能买到的东西可以让她高兴的。
She had a woman on her staff. She had a man on her staff one day, many, many years ago.
因为很多年前呢，有一个男人，一个女人在他那里。
And, she said to, the man and to the woman privately, she knew that they liked one another. She said to them, you should get married and you should get married now.
所以呢他呢他很了解他们。有一天呢他私下里对这个男的和这个女的说你们两个应该结婚。所以他说那个呢你应该娶她，你应该嫁给她。
They weren't really sure whether they should marry or not.
所以他们不是很确定他们俩应不应该结婚。
This is what she said. She said, you should get married because when you are married and you have children, you will be happy. The children will make you very happy.
这个就是女王说的，就是她说呢，你们应该结婚。如果你们结婚了以后呢，你们就会生孩子，你们的孩子们呢，会让你们高兴。
What made Queen Elizabeth happy? A new car?
什么能让那个伊丽莎白女王高兴呢？一辆新车。
Did she get happy because she had a new holiday?
所以他高兴是因为他有一个新的可以度假的日子吗？
Did she get happy because she had a new dress?
所以呢他很高兴是因为他有一件新衣服吗？
No, she got happy because she had four children.
不是，因为他高兴呢是因为他有四个孩子。
That's what the book of Proverbs says.Happy is the man whose quiver is full of children. The man who has many children, he'll be a happy man.
这就是箴言所讲到的。箴言讲到的呢，就是一个人呢，他的幸福呢是建立在他周围有很多的孩子身上。如果一个人他有很多孩子，他是一个幸福的人。
Why does God welcome you into his family in order to make him happy?
为什么神要把你们都招来到他的家庭里呢？这样呢，是为了让神高兴。
Now that's almost more wonderful than you can believe.
所以这个呢，就是已经美到你不可能相信的程度。
We often sing the little chorus, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
我们通常呢会唱这么一首歌，主耶稣爱我，是因为圣经告诉我是这样。
How much does he love me? Jesus died on the cross to save me.
所以主耶稣基督有多爱我呢？他在十字架上为我而死，为了拯救我。
Why does he love me? Because I can make him happy. Hallelujah.
为什么他爱我呢？是因为我可以让他高兴。哈利路亚。
And the next question is, why would him loving me make him happy?
所以呢，下一个问题是为什么他爱我呢？我会可以让他高兴。
And the answer is at the end of verse 6, it says,To the praise of the glory of his grace.
答案在第六节呢，是他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
He will get eternal glory because he loves me.
他会得到永恒的荣耀，因为他爱我。
Am I valuable to him?
我对他来说是有价值的吗？
Yeah.
是。
How valuable?
多有价值呢。
I make him happy. He gets glory. It's absolutely marvelous.
所以呢，我让他喜悦，他得到荣耀，这是绝对神奇的。
All right, now I just got to give you a little side note on this. It says in verse 4, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
所以呢，这里呢，我要给大家讲一点其他的东西。在第四节那时候呢，他在创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
All right, and verse 5 says, He predestinated us to the adoption of sons.
所以呢，第五节说呢，他按照自己的旨意预定我们藉着耶稣的名分得儿子的名分。
Now, the question is, what is meant by his choosing and his predestination?
所以呢，现在的问题是什么是拣选，什么是预定。
Did he choose me in order to bring me into his family and make me a Christian so that I could serve him? Is that what it means? Or does it mean that he chooses everyone who trusts him and his plan for them all is that they go on to live for him?
所以呢，这个意思是呢，他拣选了我，然后拣选我到他的家里，成为他的家庭成员，然后呢，我就可以服侍他，还是他拣选的所有的人都可以成为他的家庭成员了。
So, some people say that he chooses people, he looks at 10 people, and he says, I'm going to take number 1, and number 4, and number 7, I will take them, the rest of them, I don't want, they'll have to go to hell.
所以呢，有些人呢说呢，神呢，好比说神选了10个人，然后把147给挑出来，然后说我要选择他们得救，然后呢，其他的人都下地狱，是这样的吗？
The answer is no, that's not what it means.
答案是不是的，这并不是这个的意思。
It means that everyone who comes to him, he chooses to put them into his family and to give them all of these great blessings and to enable them to give him joy and glory.It isn't that he chooses us to be saved. It is that when we are saved, he chooses us to live for him and to get all these things.
所以呢，这个呢，就是神呢，他实际上的所有来到神真理的人，神都拣选了他们进入他的家庭，然后这样呢，可以让神喜悦，给神荣耀，神给他们所有的属灵的福气，而不是说神选了某些人得救，而是选了某些人不得救。
Our God does not play favorites.
我们的神呢，他并没有偏爱。
God doesn't say, I choose one and I'll reject the other. I choose one because he's better. I reject the other one for any other reason. God's not like that. God says, I choose everyone. And anyone can come to me. If they do come, I'll make them my children. If they do come, I will bless them. If they do come, I will enjoy them. But he doesn't say, only certain ones can come.
所以呢，这个呢，我们的神他并不是这样的一个神。他说呢，这个人呢，因为他比较好，所以我选择了他得救。另外一个人呢，出于某种原因呢，他不够好，所以我不选他。其实神呢，我们的神他是选择了所有的愿意来到神面前的神都选择了他们得救，然后呢，神都选择那个愿意来神面前的人呢，成为他的家庭成员，这样这些人呢，可以去服侍他。
All right, one other thing that I want to go back to that I should have commented on in verses 3 and 4.
所以还有一个东西呢，我要回到那个三四节里，我认为这里呢，我要做一些说明。
Some people say, that when you trust the Savior, you get a blessing when you get saved, and then there comes a second blessing.
有些人呢，如果说呢，你信了神以后呢，你选择他做救主，他会赐福给你，然后在这以后呢，还有第二次赐福。
They often refer to the second blessing as it's the blessing that comes when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
所以呢，通常称之为这个呢，就是第二次赐福呢，就是当那个圣灵降到你身上的时候呢，这第二次赐福就来了。
But of course, the Bible doesn't teach that. It says, when we trust the Savior, we get all the blessings.
但是呢，很明显的，圣经不是这样教导的。圣经说，当我们信了主以后呢，我们得到所有的赐福。
And in particular, in Acts chapter 2, when the Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit came down, and the promise was to all that believed that this, what they would get when they trusted in the Lord was they would get the Holy Spirit right then and there. Not a second blessing. The Holy Spirit comes as the first blessing along with all the other blessings.
所以呢，这个很明显的，在《使徒行传》第二章里面，当那些门徒们在耶路撒冷的时候，当圣灵降临的时候呢，他们所有的人都得到了圣灵，都得到了所有的赐福，并不是说是他们先得到什么，然后圣灵降临的时候，他们再得到其他的一些福气。
Now I mention those two things because there are many today who teach otherwise and it ends up being very confusing and frankly very wrong. Don't believe that God only chooses some and others can't be saved. No, we can all be saved. And don't believe that you've got to get a second blessing. God has given you every blessing. Enter into them all.
所以呢，我上面谈到这些事情呢，是因为有些人在混淆视听，他们去教导一些说神只选择一些人得救，而选择一些人不得救。不要听他们的，因为这是错误的。也有些人说呢，你可以得到第二次赐福，这个呢也是不对的。因为当你得救的那一刻，你选择救主的时候，你得到了神赐给你所有的属灵的福气。
Now verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. How did we get all these wonderful things?
所以呢，第七节说呢，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，所以我们怎么得到这所有的福气的呢？
Answer, we got them because the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and his blood was shed for us.
因为我们得到这所有的福气呢，答案是呢，是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死，他在十字架上为我们流的血。
And many question that they say, how could it be that we can be saved by his blood?
所以呢，很多人呢就也提出疑问，说我们怎么可能呢？因为他的血而得救呢？
The answer is that sinners like you and me, we need to be forgiven for our sin. And the only way we can have our sins forgiven is for someone else to pay for us. Jesus paid for our sin. The Bible says, forget it. Go ahead, Roy. Sorry.
所以呢，就是说呢，答案呢，就是说呢，我们所有的人都是罪人。我们需要呢，一些人呢，为我们付上赎价。这样呢，我们才可以得救。
The Bible says the soul that sins will die. And so Jesus, who didn't sin, died for me, paid the price of the penalty of my sin so that I could go free.
所以呢，圣经说呢，那个有罪的灵魂呢，必须要死。那么主耶稣基督他是无罪的。所以他为我而死，他为我的罪的惩罚和后果赎上了赎价，所以他的血呢救赎了我。
And therefore we have redemption through his blood, and that redemption means the forgiveness of our sins.
所以这样呢，我们可以借着爱子的血呢得蒙救赎。救赎的意思呢，是我们的罪可以得到赦免。
How did that work?
这个怎么样去行得通呢?
The answer is it worked because of the riches of his grace.
所以呢答案是呢这样呢可以实现呢是因为是按照他丰富的恩典。
His grace was so great, His kindness so great, so rich, that he could bring us into this position. It cost a lot. The value of the grace of God is immeasurably rich.
所以呢，神呢，因为神有丰富的恩典，所以他的丰富的恩典呢，能够达到我们，达到我们这样呢，让我们的罪呢可以得到赦免。这个神的恩典呢，其实是深不可量的，是深不可测的。他的恩典呢，借着他的恩典，我们的过犯得蒙救赎。
And so verse 8 says, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
第一节解说呢，他is verse 8. Yeah, 所以在第八节说，这恩典是神用诸般智慧说明，充充足足赏给我们的。
All right, so, he's abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. That means that this plan that we've been talking about all evening, this glorious blessings that he's given to us, those are not foolishness. Those plans are full of wisdom and prudence. God's plan is very, very wise, often so wise we can't understand it.
所以呢，这个呢，我们今天晚上所谈到的一切关于神的恩典、神的计划呢，这里面呢，它不是愚蠢的，因为这个是神用诸般智慧、聪明，这里的计划呢，是包含着各种各样的智慧和聪明。神的聪明和智慧呢，有时候是我们都理解不了的。
So verse number 9 says, having made known to us.The mystery of his will according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself.
第九节说呢都是照他自己所预定的美意叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Where did this plan come from?
这个计划是从哪来的?
God purposed it in himself.
神呢自己他按照他自己的旨意定的。
He thought it of himself.
他自己想出来。
It isn't that somebody came to him and said, God, I got a problem. Could you figure out how to solve it, please?
所以这并不是这样的。一个人呢，他来到神面前说，神啊，我现在有点问题，你能不能想个办法把我的问题解决了？
God said, no, no. No, I thought it up myself. I planned it. I had it all in mind before I made the world.
所以神说不，这是一切的东西都是我已经预先计划好的，是我想出来的。我在我创世之前已经想出来了。
And what was the purpose? Verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him.
也就是接受呢要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
What's that mean?
这是什么意思?
There is, in God's timetable, there are various dispensations or various administrations.
所以呢，因为在神的时间表里呢，有不同的那个时代，有不同的那个服侍期。
At the present time, we live in the New Testament age. We live in the dispensation of grace.
所以在现在的时间呢，我们是生活在教会时期，所以呢，我们现在的时期是恩典时期。
And because Jesus died for our sins, we can have our sins forgiven according to the principles of what's of God's plan for us today. We believe on Him and we are saved.
所以呢，因为呢，主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，所以呢，我们借着神的恩典呢，我们如果相信主耶稣基督呢，我们就能够得救。
But there was another dispensation in most of the Old Testament called the dispensation of law.
所以呢，在另外一个年代呢，我们被在是在就是旧约年代，我们被那个年代称之为律法的年代。
And in the dispensation of law, things were a little different because Jesus hadn't been born yet.
所以呢，在那个律法的那个时代呢，跟我们现在这个时代有一点点区别，因为那个时候主耶稣基督还没出生。
But there is coming a dispensation of the fullness of times.
所以呢，这里呢有一个时期呢要满足，就是说呢，是日期满的时候。
And that means God's various programs that he's been going through and will go through here on the earth will all be finished. And at the very end, there will be the dispensation of the fullness of time. Everything else has been completed. And what's going to happen in the end?
这个呢就是说神的计划呢其实他在地上呢他的这个计划就是一点一点的在实行。所以神的计划他将会继续去实行。但是呢我们会达到一个点上这个神的所有的项目神的所有的计划呢到时候都满足了。那么说最后在这个时候神的计划满足了以后会发生什么呢？
So in the dispensation of the fullness of times, both what's going on the earth, what's going on in heaven, they're going to be brought together in Jesus Christ.
所以呢在那个神的所有的那个年代计划日期满了以后呢会发生什么呢？那所有的在天上的所有在地下的他们都会把它放在一起在主耶稣基督里面。
Now think about that for a moment.
你想一下。
Are things different in heaven than they are down here?
所以地下的这些事情跟天上事情是有区别的吗？
And the answer is yes, they are. In heaven it's one way, down here it's different.
对，答案当然是的。在天上的方式和地上的方式是不同的。
Are things pretty good in heaven?
那么在天上的事情是很好的吗？
Are things pretty bad on the earth?
在地上的事情是很坏的吗？
How are you going to get the two together?
你怎么样把这两个东西放在一起了？
And the wonderful thing is that God is going to bring those of us from the earth into heaven and we are going to be gathered together in heaven. There will be one organization, not two.
所以呢这个奇妙的事情呢是神会把我们都带到天上去。带到天上去呢与天上的所有一切的完美的结合在一起。在天上呢我们只有一个组织没有任何其他的组织。
I think if I were to go to heaven today, I would feel just a little out of place.
所以呢如果我今天就去天堂的话我就认为我去了不适合我的地方。
I might be tempted to say I'm not really sure what to do here. I feel more at home on the earth than I would in heaven. Maybe I don't belong.
所以呢我就会有这样的想法我就会说我可能不属于这里因为我在地球上的时候我可能感觉更舒服一些。
Okay, but the wonderful thing is that when we get this whole program finished,Heaven and earth will be one, and I will be part of heaven, you will be part of heaven, and heaven will be part of us, and we'll all be together in that glorious place.
所以呢现在呢就是说呢当这日期满足的时候呢我会去天堂你也会去天堂你会成为天堂的一部分我也会成为天堂一部分天堂呢也会成为我们的一部分这样我们可以就完美的结合在天堂里。
One hymn writer put it this way.
一个写赞美诗的人是这么说的。
He said, just think of waking up in heaven and finding it home.
所以他说你是想一下有一天呢当你醒来以后你在天堂里醒来你发现你已经到家了。
You know, oftentimes we say when we're away, I want to go home.
所以呢我们通常呢出去久了我们会说我想回家了。
When you get to heaven, you're going to say, this is wonderful. It's I'm finally home.
当你去到天堂以后呢，你说这个太奇妙了，我终于到家了。
That's so wonderful, you can hardly believe it.
这个的奇妙之处呢，你是不能理解的。
Heaven and earth are going to be joined together, and I'm going to feel just as much at home in heaven as I did when I lived with my mother and father when I was a little boy.
因为天堂呢和地上的所有的都会结合在一起。当我到达天堂的时候呢，我就会感觉到家了，就像是我小时候跟我的父母在一起的那种感觉。
All right, so we're all going to be gathered together in that beautiful place called heaven.
所以呢，我们所有的人呢，最终都能聚集在一起，聚在那一个美丽的地方，叫天堂。
All right, well, that's where we're going to leave our study today. I just hope that you've caught a glimpse of the blessings into which the Christian has been brought.
因为这就是今天我们要到的时间，我希望呢大家能够对我们将来所要能够得到的所有的这样的福气呢，能够有一瞥的那种。
Is heaven going to be a nice place?
天堂是一个很美的地方吗？
And the answer is yes, it's going to be a nice place.Because God has organized it so that we will fit in, we will belong, we will be loved.
因为这个呢，就是说是是的，天堂是一个美丽的地方，神已经把它组织好了，这样呢，我们可以就能够适应天堂，我们呢也会爱天堂。
So just rejoice in this.When you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He gave you some heavenly blessings.
所以呢，大家记住，当呢，你接受主耶稣基督为你的救主的时候呢，主耶稣呢赐给你一些天上的福气。
Which heavenly blessings are there that He did not give you?
所以呢，在那里的属天的福气有没有他没有给你的呢
？The answer is there are none. He gave you everything that he could give you, and you and I say thank you, Father, thank you, Lord Jesus.
所以呢，这个答案呢，就是说呢，他不会再给你更多的，因为他已经赐给了你一切的属灵的福气。我们说呢，谢谢父，谢谢主耶稣。
All right, we're going to pray, and the Lord will bless us. We'll see you next week, Lord willing.
所以呢，我们要来祷告，主赐福给大家。如果主若许可，我们下个星期六见。
Lord, we do thank you for the enormity of the promises of God.
所以主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，为神的应许的这个巨量。
We are so small, we are so slow that we can't fully understand them all, but we can say thank you for them.
所以主啊，我们非常的渺小，我们呢也反应非常慢，但是呢，我们可以说呢，主啊，我们要感谢你。
And we thank you, Lord.That throughout the countless ages of eternity, we will be exploring these heavenly blessings more and more and more.
所以主啊，我们也非常感恩，在那个无尽的永恒里，我们可以探索更多更多这样属灵的福气。
Lord, help us, we pray, not just to acknowledge these blessings, help us to reach out.To appropriate them, to live them, and to bring glory to your name.
主啊，求您帮助我们，帮助我们不是仅仅的知道这些属灵的福气，而是帮助我们去探索它，去得到它，去得到所有的，这样呢，我们可以把所有的荣耀带给您。
And we give thanks now and pray in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩并且祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you all.